What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson and Corinne Fisher. You are about to listen to a clip from Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast. This is our last show of 2021.
The last episode of 2021.
And it's our Guys We Fucked company holiday party starring yours truly, Corinne Fisher and Michael Coscarelli. And hey, what's up, US and UK friends? Luminary is running a sale. Listen to Guys We Fucked and 30 other more Luminary originals. All the best price for the best price ever.
We're drunk.
I've been drinking, so you fucking deal with it. And now I gotta say this link exactly how it's typed. So get ready. https://luminary.link/e/DWF holiday. You got that? Just the rewind button is free.
We'll put it in the description. Could it have been easier? Yeah, but that would make it less fun.
Yeah. So enjoy a snippet of the last episode of Guys We Fucked of 2021.
Some of our best work, honestly.
Hey, if you want to email us, the email address is sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com. Make the subject matter clear, like this one. I fucked him on top of a trash can and he threatened to kill himself when I found out he has a girlfriend.
Oh, captivating.
Yeah. This ain't no D.H. Lawrence poem. Hi, ladies. 27-year-old loyal fucker since 2017 here, and this is the most dumb bitchest I have ever felt. Quick backstory, I work in veterinary medicine.
Now I'm worried.
And
for Alfred and Kevin.
And have struggled with severe depression for my entire life. I had a mental breakdown in September and checked myself into treatment facility for suicidal ideation. Good for you for getting treatment. I'm going to be discharged after the holidays, and I'm starting to feel like myself again.
Are you writing from
treatment?
Oh, she's
still in it?
I didn't know you were allowed to have computers.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta...
Wait, Mike, thoughts?
They do. I
know suicide some, expert?
fucking too true. They do. I know in a lot of treatments for psychiatric disorders,
because the ones I've toured,
just the people that I know
and
that
politely
have
declined
been in them or have spent some time there. It's not. It's more like
Girl Interrupted. They didn't have computers.
Well, Girl Interrupted is a fucking like horror movie about. Well, it's not a horror movie, but it's like a. It's not real. You know,
it's a movie. Says,
yeah, it's a
Mike,
fucking movie.
Mike goes, it's like a movie.
It's
like a
you
movie.
Know, it's fake as
it's
shit.
It's like a fucking movie. But I know some people that have spent some time in.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I don't want to say institutions.
Oh yeah,
but,
I know
and
somebody
monitored,
who's,
but they're
who was
not
there recently who had access to the internet.
Oh
yeah,
wow.
Which is odd because one would argue that social media is not a mental health upper.
Yeah, and in rehab, one of the first things they do is take away your phone, and I would think
you don't score.
Right. Well, I mean, but they can't get
what,
in.
Am I from the 80s?
Yeah, they can't like get in the facility, though. It's just very
right.
weird because it feels like you shouldn't, you know, they're all under the umbrella of mental health facility. So.
Yeah. Either way, glad you're good. Glad you're good. Continuing on, I'm going to be discharged after the holidays, and I'm starting to feel like myself again. I have been so selective of who I spend my energy on, and I definitely haven't been sleeping with anyone during my healing process. I think that's very smart. This past weekend, I was at a Christmas party of the bar that I frequent.
Oh,
I guess you're not.
She's in like a day camp treatment, I
oh,
guess.
Oh, okay, cool.
This isn't sleepaway camp.
I'm close friends with all of the bartenders as well. While there, I run into a friend that I haven't seen in at least 5 years. We had known each other since elementary school and frequently hooked up in high school 10 years ago. Our chemistry and sexual tension has always been crazy intense, and we were very obviously flirting heavily all night. One thing led to another, and we are fucking on the top of a recycling bin behind the bar. As the bar is closing, my bartender friend asks, quote, "Did he break up with his girlfriend or something?" My heart drops. I've been cheated on before, and I absolutely would not have entertained him if I had known. The next morning, I message him and ask if he's going to tell her or if I should. His response was that I am ruining his life. I mean, he did that. And he will blow his brains out. Oh, my God. And he then blocked me on his account and his girlfriend's account.
Whoa,
he's
Why
a controlling
does he have
boyfriend.
Access?
Yeah,
That's
what
crazy.
The fuck? I feel full of shame for the cheating aspect, which you weren't a willing participant in the cheating.
Yeah.
And the fact that only fuckboys like this are interested in me, it was one, and it's only for a quick fuck. I'll be addressing that in therapy this week.
Yeah, I was like, don't start the pity party just
yet.
We're out of decorations.
What do I... Oh, sick burn. What should I do now? Find a way to tell the poor girlfriend and then possibly have his suicide on my hands? All right, you're being a little dramatic. And also be blamed for his infidelity, or just feel guilty forever and hope he tells her himself. Yours truly, a not all the time dumb bitch.
How about none of the above?
You have nothing to do with this.
Yes.
You are a human woman who saw a human man and you fucked because you used to have chemistry. I would have done the same fucking thing. You didn't know he had a girlfriend. I repeat, you did not know he had a girlfriend. He kept that from you because he's a cheating sack of shit.
Yep.
Okay? There's just, you did nothing wrong here. And I feel like a lot, depression is basically, I mean, it's a lot of things, but one of them is your brain bullies you when you're depressed a lot of the time. So your inner thoughts are just terrible things you're saying to yourself about yourself. And one of the things that you are doing in this email is you're blaming yourself when you have no right, zero right to blame yourself. You are not a willing participant. How could you be blamed? You can't hold yourself to these standards because that also can fucking exacerbate the depression. So you gotta get off
a recycling bin, not a garbage bin. So that was cool.
Yeah, helping the earth.
I mean, the only thing that I even can criticize in this email as far as like things that were done, the only thing that I would say maybe reflect on is the ultimatum that you messaged him with, because I don't think you telling him or him telling her were the only options you had, nor do I think they were the two best options. For something like this, when it's a one night drunken bar cheating, I truly from the bottom of my heart believe it's best not to say anything.
I do too.
I mean, this guy seems like an absolute asshole. You're right. He does seem like a fuckboy.
Yeah.
That being said, his girlfriend knows. Women are, even though sometimes we treat ourselves poorly sometimes, we're not fucking stupid. If she doesn't see this, she's choosing not to see this. Okay.
Yes.
And so... the controlling behavior, like he has made himself known who he is to her, whether or not she knows he's cheating. I'm assuming she kind of has an inkling he's the type of guy who would cheat.
Yeah.
And that's her stuff to work out on her own. So, I mean, I think if you get yourself in a situation like this another time, like just like the ultimatum is not the way to go. And I think so often we lunge towards the truth because the truth will set us free, but it will not set the other people free. Mm-hmm. It will actually create, I would say, a cage for them, especially if she chooses to stay in the relationship. And so while we think honesty is the best policy, I think a lot of times for the person being cheated on, it's not.
Yeah.
I truly wish I didn't know that my ex cheated on me.
Yeah.
There was no benefit. Yeah. I didn't need to know. I had already broken up with him, unrelated, and I could have gone on a lot happier not knowing that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I hate him instead of leaving him on like a kind of an okay note.
Yeah, leaving him in the dust.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're stupid to this guy's level by being as dramatic as he is.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You're better than that. You know that. That's why you wrote us. And you're gonna be okay. Just keep reminding yourself, you don't stoop like that.
And concentrate on you. This also seems like an opportunity for you to think about drama in someone else's life instead of all the shit that's happening in yours. Mm. Think about yourself.
Ooh, cute.
I do. May I ask? I always wonder why the impulse, I think, for women is to kind of like immediately tell the other.
It feels to unknowingly have sex with somebody who has a girlfriend or a wife. That's in a way it feels violating. And so
sure.
I feel like it could be a human response to immediately want to seek retaliation of some kind, meaning to hurt him. And they're kind of blinded by this opportunity to hurt the dude that they end up hurting the woman.
I think sometimes though that it is like this, like almost like survival of the fittest instinct to also not purposefully hurt the woman too, though, because it's almost like saying to her like, "Ooh, there's someone hot. Like I still got it. I still like keep an eye on your man." You know, there is that thing, even if that's not like the primary response.
I mean, God,
guys don't do that. Like if you were to hook up with a girl,
guys just shut the fuck up.
Yep.
You're not gonna go to the boyfriend and be like, "Hey, dude. I just thought you should know, brother. Like, I fucked your girlfriend last night and I didn't know that you guys were together." But
yeah, could you imagine a guy messaging another guy being like, "Bro, I can't live with myself. I hooked up with Lisa last night and I didn't know you were dating her. I'm so sorry." Could you even imagine a world?
I'm going to the Kathy Griffin show later.
That means I could fuck her best friend.
I'm more likely to get a message from a guy that's like, haha, I fucked your girlfriend, dude.
Yeah.
Rad. Yeah.
I've literally never received
a Super Bowl commercial in the 90s.
Yeah. I've never received a message from a woman that started woman to woman that ended well.
Yeah.
It never does.
Like someone, if you start girl code, woman to woman, I thought you should know. These are templates for your cunt.
Yeah.
If you ever started, just rewrite it because like, and really.
Hey, bitch, I'm about to fuck up your shit for a little bit.
Yeah. Okay? Really rethink why you're writing that message and who is healing and benefiting from that, because me thinks it's you.
Yeah. Me
not
thinks
the recipient.
That you can't deal with the reality of what happened. So you have to cause someone else pain. And watch them deal with it instead of you.
Yeah. Man, and if you know someone's like being cheated on, you don't need to tell them. Definitely not at a public brunch.
I used to always think this was like the immature me before I've aged into 30s. But I used to always think like, oh my God, if he's cheating, we have to tell. Like I used to just be like so like, you know?
It depends. I think there's certain circumstances, like if someone's like about to get married or have, you know, big things that you really need to stop. But if it's like just happening in a regular relationship that's like just as meaningless as the next one.
After reading The State of Affairs by Esther Perel, all about infidelity, if infidelity wasn't so widely popular, like we should just accept it.
It's trendy.
Let's just
it keeps going.
Accept it. Because then we could be, there's a chance for us to be a little moral about it, or at least have a conversation where we're not acting like this is the death of everything, of all we've built.
I mean, I think it depends.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
I think it really depends. And it's something like that you probably should have already had a conversation with your partner about. Yeah. Certainly you should have had a conversation about monogamy and what that looks like to you, or if you are interested in monogamy. Like that's like one of the first things before you lock it in as boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah. Have you ever felt suffocated by the confines of monogamy
that you're talking about? Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
We're as a society, we're evolving into a more wise people.
Yeah, because to me, what the problem with cheating is not having sex with another person. The problem is doing something that intimate and not telling me.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, if my boyfriend was like, can I have sex with someone else? I'd be like, yes, just honestly, don't tell me about it.
Mm.
And don't make it be someone like I know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like yuck.
Yeah.
That feels fucking weird.
Ugh.
Like a colleague, yuck.
Ew, yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be someone I know.
Cue all the girls fucking DMing.
Do not. I'll fuck your boyfriend, bitch.
DM me instead.
DM Mike.
DM Mike. Come on, it's got big hawk.
DM Mike. Huge dick. Woo. Seen a photo. Actually made an ex-boyfriend feels jealous.
Did I?
What?
Yeah, my.
How big is it?
I guess my reaction to your big old hog was too animated.
I never heard this.
And he got pissed. And he had a nice piece.
There is a picture going around the community for a while, I think, by accident. I think.
I mean, yours was just sent from you to me.
No, like, no, it wasn't.
Yeah,
Michael.
No, wait a minute.
You showed me your dick very friendly.
I did?
What? Yes.
How does that happen?
I don't remember this at all.
You showed me your dick very friendly years ago.
You showed me
in
I did?
Yeah. No, not in person. A photo of your dick. You showed me a photo of your dick. I think on your phone at a bar, you showed it to me. I never received it digitally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, she would have sent it to me if she
you
did.
You showed it to me, and then I had it, and then the ex kept in how he felt about my reaction, and then I heard about it weeks later.
Well, sorry about that retroactively, but...
You have nothing to apologize for.
I remember.
God gave you a big hug.
I remember. I can remember, and I was like 25, I think, maybe. There was a show, and there was a former friend of the show who...
who has since deceived us.
I don't know what the relationship is like
now. Friend
no.
of the show. I don't even know who she is, but I love the gossip.
That's what
I'll
means.
Tell you off mic, but there was a female comedian who I was friends with. We were hosting something together, and she had to go into my phone to like light somebody, I think.
She stumbled upon a picture of your hog.
Well, I think I had sent it to somebody else, and that
can
person.
Can you write down who it is? Because it's going to distract me the whole show.
Yeah, I'll text it to you guys while you get into the next email. But basically she saw it, and then someone else saw it, and then it like got around quickly that I had like a big dick by like,
yeah,
like
not
people
to
were talking
that,
about
it.
Well, I mean, you know, anyway, I didn't want to, I shouldn't derail.
So you saw his dick. Well, I mean, you did tell me it was big. I just thought you were here. It was hearsay. Wait, did you text us?
I didn't get a text.
I got it.
Literally just got a text from my friend that goes, dude, I had to delete your comment, laughing my ass off. Insert girlfriend's name here. Doesn't know we touched the titties. Can I comment?
What?
Because when me and Dylan and a bunch of my friends went to the strip club,
I love that story. You know, we got to clip that up.
Because you know,
that's
I'm a business lady, 2021.
Always.
So I said, there's no way we can't pay this one lady to let us see her tits. And privately she did. And then she upped the ante and let me touch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess some of my friends' girlfriends don't know that happened. So sorry about that. Well, because part of what was so funny about that night was how, like, all my guy friends' girlfriends, their minds were blown that Dylan was getting motorboated next to me. And not only did I not care, I was paying for it.
Yeah. Oh,
did not bother me at all.
You ain't never met a cool bitch like Corinne and Christina, because that's how we roll, baby.
But also, it's just like, I don't know how to explain better than that a strip club is just like,
it's fun. It's enjoying sexuality. Yeah. It's enjoying the female form, which I fucking love.
And Dominican women
are so soft and beautiful.
It's just like an adult version of Disney World. And I don't, that's not real world. Like, these women aren't motorboating their boyfriends and husbands when they go home.
Hell no.
They're like, you left the toilet seat up again.
Yeah, you schmuck.
You know, it's just regular.
You're getting the best treatment. So it's you're like, paying them.
I don't know how this can bother you. I mean, like, it would bother me much more if he was having, like, an intimate conversation.
Society has tricked us into internalizing the male gaze and being jealous when we really shouldn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
It is fucking weird.
Yeah.
I like it. He's a young, especially for such a young man, he should
be
sexual.
To see. Ugh, that's one of my favorite things to do with a boyfriend is go to a strip club with him, but I get off on it. So
obviously,
it was
a trick, too. I was like, let it out in front of me. So, and I was like, you know, so you don't have anything left for later. When I'm not there watching you like a hawk. It looked like I was looking forward. I was looking. I had my eye on them the whole time.
I fingerprinted it.
I dusted her fingerprints.
Show
on those
me your finger, Dylan. Show me all your fingers.
No, I really didn't. I mean, it's just like, so I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that. So if you would like that done.
We're really the best girlfriends ever.
Why would that bother me?
I don't know. It would turn me on.
I will never be doing a dance for my boyfriend.
You wouldn't?
Never going to happen.
I can't imagine it. Honestly, can't imagine
Literally
it.
Literally never going
to
happen.
Can you imagine, like, all of a sudden you're like, and then you turn the lights off and you're like, da-na-na, like, what would you even do?
I don't.
Just. Yeah. I don't even know.
It would just,
what would you do?
I don't.
Have you ever tried to give a boyfriend like a lap dance, like a dance in private? Because I have.
It doesn't go well. Yeah, it's weird.
No.
It's not good.
I've gotten in lingerie and certainly sexy shit. And like, but I've never done it. Like,
I've done it because you
dancing
know why?
Doesn't make the me feel sexy.
90s movies.
Oh.
They all, like, Claire Danes is always in a fucking bralette. And she's like, I'm like, oh, I guess I'll do that. And no, don't do that.
And she also got imprisoned in a foreign country.
Really?
Homeland, yeah.
I don't care about that show.
I had an ex try that with me once. I had the ex try that with me once. I came home from work and she was in like a corset and she was like trying to like dance and lap dance on me. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? It's 7 o'clock at night.
Wait,
I'm hungry.
That's what you said?
Yeah, Michael.
I didn't say it, but in my mind,
did it look like you were saying that on your face?
I mean, maybe.
Oh, did she?
Men don't want a lap dance.
She's
they want a
gone.
Sandwich
Doesn't
and
matter.
Silence.
Especially after work.
Yes, what Corinne wants. Yes. Yes, that's how I know.
Yeah.
That's how I fucking know. This is why the Midwest women are getting married at a rapid rate. Because you go, you know, they're like, okay, sorry, you guys are a little thicker there. And like, that's fine. But like, because they don't need to dance. They're cooking. That's what they're doing.
Mm.
Turn on the Food Network in the morning. That's who's getting married. People of medium weights and medium personalities who just know how to bake at a rapid rate.
That's amazing, and you're, I venture to say, more woman than I.
Just do it. Whatever your goal is, you have to find out who's succeeding in that goal and copy their every move.
No, Corinne, that's fucking lame.
Well, I mean, Sally,
who could sleep with themselves knowing they were copying off of others?
I was like, where is this going?
How could you do that?
Where is this going?
The same segment.
Some people seem to be sleeping and eating just fine.
Yeah. All right, you want to read the next email?
There's room for everyone. No, there's not.
Bitch, that's, think of your own things.
That's something lazy, unsuccessful people say. And if I've ever agreed with someone saying that here on the podcast, it's because I knew that they weren't going to make it and I didn't want to make them feel bad.
There
okay?
you go. You heard it here first.
Yeah, just what? Stop.
We hope you enjoyed a clip from our last ever episode of Guys We Fucked Up 2021.
Oh, I like what you did there.
I teased you and you were scared for a little bit. If you want to listen to the entire conversation, and if you're in the US and UK and you want to get a sale, go to HTTP.
We're still drunk.
https://luminary.link/e/GWF holiday.
We're not the prettiest girls in the game, but we were
not the ugliest. Oh. Have that, iTunes.